with WFIW Radio. I'm Justin Boland reporting. Time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative located on the square in West Salem. There will be a scheduled power outage in Fairfield on Monday, December 11th at 8 a.m. for Woodland Drive. Outage will last approximately 2 hours, weather permitting. The Fairfield City Council will have their regularly scheduled meeting next Tuesday, December 12th, in the council chambers of City Hall. Items on the agenda include an audit report from Kemper CPA Group, an ordinance regarding the tax levy, a discussion concerning energy systems group proposal. Also on the discussion will be the local debt recovery program and an update regarding revenues and expenses. The meeting will be held next Tuesday at 6 p.m. in the council chambers of City Hall.
G.R. Vaughn's Furniture and Flora is celebrating 57 years in business. They want you to celebrate with them. They're having a huge 57th anniversary sale. All sofas, love seats, recliners, bedroom suites, mattresses, foundations, dining room furniture, and much more are all 57% off. All furniture in stock and special orders all 57% off. The 57th anniversary sale with 57% off at G.R. Vaughn Furniture and Carpet, 100 West 2nd Street in Flora.
The Fairfield Lions Club, along with the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, is excited to announce the first annual Lions Club Senior Citizen Christmas Light Tour. Tuesday, December 12th, starting at 5 p.m., senior citizens of our community will be taken around by bus to view the Christmas light displays. They will then be taken to the Community of Christ Church to vote for their favorite displays. A light meal will be served along with Christmas music. Buses will pick up at Brookstone, Wayfair, the High Rise, Fairfield Village Apartments, and the Community of Christ Church. In order to participate in the tour, senior citizens must be at one of the 5 pickup locations by 5 p.m. 3 prizes will be awarded, first, second, and third place. If you would like to nominate either your home or the home of your neighbor, you can do so either by calling the chamber at 842-6116 and leaving a message or through the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. Nominations will be accepted through Sunday, December 10th. Light displays must be within the city limits to be considered. If you have any questions, please contact Sarah Pickens at the chamber office at 618-842-6116. The Illinois Department of Transportation is seeking feedback on the state's transportation system through its annual Illinois Traveler Opinion Survey, available today through December 31st. Illinois is the transportation hub of North America, a role we take very seriously, said Illinois Transportation Secretary Randy Blankenhorn. We deeply value the public's feedback to help IDOT stay aware of every potential opportunity for improving how we maintain and grow Illinois' transportation system. The annual survey conducted through the University of Illinois Springfield's Survey Research Office seeks input on topics ranging from road conditions and ice and snow removal to commuting habits and driving behaviors. Questions also address IDOT's website, the state's rest area system, and Amtrak service. In an effort to expand the feedback it receives from the public, IDOT, for the first time, is making the survey available online. To take the survey, visit idot.illinois.gov. The Illinois Traveler Opinion Survey has been conducted annually since 2001. The Henderson man accused of murder is brought back to Henderson County. Henderson police brought D'Angelo Pollard back to Henderson from Illinois to face murder and robbery charges in connection to the shooting death of 21-year-old Devin Fields. Authorities received information that Pollard was in the Albion, Illinois area and was being held in the White County Jail until Thursday morning. A 17-year-old juvenile was taken into custody on Wednesday in connection to Fields' murder. The juvenile is being charged with complicit murder and robbery. The 17-year-old was found during a traffic stop in Owensboro and is being held in a juvenile detention center. Last month, authorities found Fields dead inside a vehicle with a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation is ongoing. Fairfield resident Lisa Konopasek has been cast in the Evansville Civic Theater production, A WW2 Radio Christmas. The show recreates the experience of attending a recording of a 1940s radio show broadcast on Christmas Eve during World War II. The production is appropriate for all ages. Ticket information can be found on the Evansville Civic Theater website. Performances have been set for this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and again on December 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Laundry. It's a dirty job, but we're here to help at Rush Appliance. See me, Sean Rush in Fairfield, or my dad, Terry in Carmine, to save on Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana washer and dryer pairs. While supplies last, we have a Maytag washer and dryer pair with 10-year warranty on the motor for just $10.50 for the pair. Other dealers have come and gone, but our dedication to our customers, superior service, quality products, and free delivery has helped us thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Carmine and Fairfield.
Crude oil is at $50.25, unchanged since Friday, 12/8/17. 80-year-old former Fairfield resident Benjamin Harrison Nation, Jr. of Laurie City, Missouri, died Tuesday, November 28th, as the result of a fire at his home. He was retired from the oil business and the livestock business. He was a U.S. Army veteran of the Vietnam War and had been awarded the Bronze Star. Survivors include a daughter, Debbie Griswold, and her husband, Victor, a half-brother, Art Nation, and two brothers, Sam and wife, Tina Nation and Joe Nation, two sisters, Linda Hooper, and Judy and husband, Fred Coyler, two grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. A memorial service for Ben Nation will be held today at 11 a.m., at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in the Veterans section of Maple Hill Cemetery with military honors. Visitation will be 10 a.m. till the time of service at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to St. Jude Children's Hospital and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Carla Joan Taylor Edgar, 57, formerly of Carmi, Illinois, died Tuesday, December 5, 2017, at Alive Hospice in Nashville, Tennessee. Carla was an accountant and attended Oasis Church in Nashville. Survivors include her husband, Dwayne Edgar, of Nolensville, Tennessee, mother Bonnie Taylor of Carmi, son Jason Edgar of Santa Rosa, California, daughter Brooke Zach Bohr of Hot Sulphur Springs, Colorado, brother Mark Allen, Taylor of Mount Vernon, Illinois, grandchildren Scarlett Edgar and Leonard Bohr. Visitation and funeral are today at Crossroads Church in North City, Illinois. Visitation is at 10 a.m. and funeral is at 11 a.m. Burial is in Taylor Cemetery in Vienna, Illinois. Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi is in charge of all the arrangements. With WFIW Radio, I'm Justin Boland reporting.
It's that time of year, time for the most wonderful movies of Christmas. This November and December, connect with Wabash's TV services and get access to nonstop holiday programming with the Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, and many more. Give the gift of entertainment the whole family will enjoy this holiday season. Gift certificates also available. Like us on Facebook for a chance to win prizes and get great deals. Call 662-3636 and discover all the ways Wabash can connect with you.
Now time for your Classic Hits forecast. Today, a chance of flurries with a slight chance of snow showers. Then, mostly sunny with a high near 35. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 19. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 44. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 51 and a low around 27. And Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 33 and a low around 20. We keep you informed when you need to know about severe weather. We're your Classic Hits station. We're WFIW 104.9 FM.